The people of Israel had pitched their tents in the desert at the foot of Mount Sinai, and were being organized by Moses like a vast army. Order, discipline, respect for the appointed leaders, and instant obedience to God's commands given through Moses had to be enforced. So God gave the nation a quick and distinct means of communication. The Lord said to Moses, "Make 2 trumpets of hammered silver, and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set out." The sons of Aaron, the priests, were to blow the trumpets. They were to use them in different ways, depending on the orders to be transmitted. When both trumpets were sounded, the whole community was to assemble at the entrance to the tent of meeting. But if only the leaders, the heads of the clans of Israel, were called, then one would be sounded. There were also different ways of blowing the trumpets. Strong, short blasts were used to assemble the people, while the signal for striking camp was a long, continuous sound. So the Israelites received their marching orders and left their campsites according to the signals transmitted by the trumpet blasts, the divisions of the camp of each tribe setting out under their standard in the order given by God. At the solemn festivals, on the Sabbath, and whenever sacrifices were offered to God, the sound of the silver trumpets rang in the air, calling the people to worship the Lord. These trumpets produced a very different sound from the ram's horns, which were also used on certain occasions. There was one day in the year, the first day of the 7th month, which was called the Feast of Trumpets. It was to be a day of rest, like the Sabbath, and a sacred assembly was to be held, offerings made to the Lord, and the day commemorated by the sounding of the silver trumpets. The priests were to blow these trumpets in times of danger or war. If the Israelites had to defend the land God was going to give them against an invader, the blast of the trumpets vibrating in the air would be like a powerful prayer, appealing for God's help and deliverance. During the long halt in the desert, God began to organize the life of the Israelites in view of their future settlement in the Promised Land. So God gave a law concerning agriculture. Once the Israelites were settled in Canaan, they were to plow and sow their fields and bring in the harvest for 6 consecutive years. But in the 7th year, the land was to lie fallow, so that it could rest. This was to be a sabbatical year. If the people obeyed this law, God promised to give such an abundant harvest in the 6th year that it would be sufficient for the people's needs for 3 years, while they planted in the 8th year and waited for the harvest of the 9th year. God also instituted a very special sabbatical year called the Year of Jubilee. Every 50th year, on the 10th day of the 7th month, the Day of Atonement, the trumpet was to be sounded throughout the land of Israel to announce the beginning of the Year of Jubilee. No ploughing, sowing, or harvesting was to be done, and the vines were to be left untended. The people were to eat whatever the land produced of itself, which they were to take directly from the fields according to their needs. They were to consecrate this year to the Lord. But the Year of Jubilee was more than a sabbatical time of rest. It was also a year of restitution and freedom. God had promised the children of Israel that when they settled in Canaan, he would give each tribe a portion of the land as a permanent possession. The 12 tribes were then to give an estate to the different families. These allotments were to remain in their possession as a family inheritance. But if a household became poor and had to sell its land, it could do so, but never permanently. In the Year of Jubilee, the person who bought the property had to give it back. The price of the land was to be calculated according to the number of years left until the next Year of Jubilee, the Year of Restitution. It was also a time of blessing for another reason. If an Israelite became poor, he could sell himself as a servant to another, but his master was never to make a slave of him or treat him harshly. And when the Year of Jubilee came round, the Israelite was to go free. This was God's provision for the poor and destitute in Israel, so they could recover both their land and their freedom. Next episode, Other Laws, Promises, and Warnings.